Now, a conversation I kind of previewed earlier was on the matter of Israel and Somaliland. Now, on Friday, Israel officially recognized the self-declared Republic of Somaliland as an independent and sovereign state, marking the first country to do so, a move that may alter regional dynamics and challenge Somalia's enduring resistance to secession. Joining us online is international relations analyst Dr. Oscar van Heerden to delve further into this. Dr. van Heerden, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to your viewers.
Wonderful having...
listeners.
No, it's no problem. Wonderful having you on our airwaves, sir. So, I'd like to know your immediate reaction when you heard this news. Unprecedented for Israel to do this, but unprecedented is kind of the norm. But in this sense, what do you make of the decision to recognize Somaliland?
No, it's completely subjective, and it has an ulterior motive. I think it's important for listeners to know that because of the ethnic cleansing that is taking place in Gaza, the genocide that is taking place in Gaza, you would recall that they need to decide where are they going to take these Palestinians. Yeah. Now, Trump and Netanyahu, the war criminal, decided that they could potentially go to Egypt, to Jordan, but those countries are saying no. We are not going to be party to accepting the Palestinians. And so the recognition of Somaliland is in direct contrast to the fact that Israel is hoping that they can export Palestinians to Somaliland because Somaliland is seen as a possible alternative place for the Palestinians. So it's disgusting what the Israelis are doing. It's disgusting that they've recognized Somaliland. And I think that needs to be taken into consideration.
Yes, no, definitely. I also start to wonder in terms of the implications of this decision on the region as a whole, because I've seen that the African Union, United Nations, numerous other delegates from numerous other countries also denounced this move. And in terms of the geopolitical dynamics that could be in place in the region, what do you make of those concerns in regards to this recognition of Israel? Could it also potentially lead to other nations recognizing Somaliland? Is that potentially what could be the resulting issue?
Sorry, just repeat the question, please.
Now, I'm just asking in regards to the implications of this decision in the geopolitical landscape that Somaliland lies upon, and in terms of, could this possibly lead to other states recognizing Somaliland, or is that just something that may not occur, and this is just Israel being a pariah in the international realm?
At the moment, Israel is seen as a pariah. A number of countries have come out, the African Union, for example, a number of countries have come out saying that this is opportunistic, this is not okay. You would remember the problem that the Western world and the global north is having with Russia and Putin for wanting to recognize the independence of the Donbass region. Here they have a situation where they are anti that, they are anti the independence of Donbass, and yet we now see a situation where Israel and the United States is recognizing Somaliland and their independence, opposing international law and not in keeping with the integrity of territorial integrity.
Now, I think that comes into great effect here, given, of course, the reality of how Israel operates and the unusual rhetoric when it comes to land and, of course, the matter of what is their land and, of course, secession and those kind of things. I'm trying to understand, though, in terms of the future here and in terms of maybe other, let's say, factoids that could have been in play for Israel to consider this. I read some other articles that were considering the possibility of this being a launchpad for possible attacks on Yemen. Do you think there's any credence to those kind of concerns?
You know, what I would say is that Israel has never found itself so isolated internationally because of the genocide that it has been perpetrating in Gaza and increasingly in the West Bank, Israel needs international friends, needs international partners. And it is unfortunate that they find those partnerships and those support in breakaway secession regions such as Somaliland. Africa has always been a contested terrain. Israel and the United States know this, and they have now latched on to actually identifying and recognizing Somaliland because their friends are few and far between.
Mm. I then as well start to wonder, you know, in terms of, let's say, the quote-unquote friends that Israel is now making in the international realm. It doesn't seem to me that Israel is in any sense bolstering their position on the international sphere. It seems as if though they still are much more reliant upon the United States and their authority in terms of the hegemony that they have upon the world stage. I'm trying to wonder then, what does this actually mean for Israel going forward, given, of course, the reality in terms of its future and relations with other states within the region that it has been trying to kind of cement for decades upon decades, and it's gotten quite close, but since, of course, the genocide, that has also gone into shambles.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, you know, in terms of Islamic states, in terms of Muslim countries, Somalia falls into that category. You would know that the Abraham Accords is trying to normalize relations between the Islamic states and Israel, and this is yet again another attempt to try and see if there is another Islamic state that can identify with Israel, that supports Israel. It's the same reason why Israel supports the Moroccan government as opposed to those who are seeking secession and independence in terms of Western Sahara. So the African Union has come out very clearly saying that they are opposed, they reject this recognition, and that's the right thing to do because we cannot encourage each and everyone and every Dick, Tom, and Harry to decide to be independent. It speaks volumes, for example, for the independence movement in the Western Cape in South Africa. Mm. So we need to be wary about